Good evening. This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik retired has extended his warmest greetings to the people of the state, especially the Mishmi tribe, on the occasion of the Tam Ladu festival. He expressed hope that this year's festival would bring happiness, prosperity and harmony to all. In his message, the governor said that the Mishmi community, rooted in age-old indigenous wisdom, holds an unwavering reverence for nature, believing that only through respect and preservation can they shield themselves from its forces. Professor Pradeep Lingfa, Chairman Arunachal Pradesh Public Service Commission, along with the members and the Secretary of the Commission, called on the Chief Minister Pema Khandu today. Mr. Khandu congratulated the members for completing 1 year in the office. In a social media post, the Chief Minister said that their dedication and hard work have brought significant reforms in the Commission and ensured the smooth conduct of several important examinations. He stressed that APPSC stands as a beacon of hope and aspiration for the youth of Arunachal Pradesh and reaffirmed his commitment to provide full cooperation and support in further strengthening the commission. The people of Tawang paid tribute to the legendary Major Ralingnaw Bob Khating by celebrating Major Bob Khating Day today with great enthusiasm and patriotism. The event was marked by a wreath-laying ceremony at the statue of Major Bob Khating near the Bob Khating Memorial Museum of Valor, Tawang. The ceremony was led by Commander of the Tawang Brigade, Brigadier Bhupal Singh. It is worth mentioning that despite heavy snowfall disrupting vehicular movement, a large number of people, including residents from remote villages, attended the event. In connection to the St. Alfonso School incident in Nahalagun, where three students lost their life and two others were injured in December last year, police have filed a charge sheet before the Chief Judicial Magistrate, UPI, yesterday. Earlier, six people were arrested in this connection. The charge sheet has been filed against the principal, vice principal and the building owner. The charges against three others, namely Gaurav Gogoi, Dicky Kumar Das and Kaushik Chhetri, were dropped from the case as their involvement in the case was not established. The Department of Women and Child Development, Lower Siang, in collaboration with the District Administration and the Health Department, recently hosted an awareness orientation on the Preconception and Prenatal Diagnostic Techniques Act 2014 at Likhavali. The goal of the program was to familiarize Anganwadi workers, ANMs, ASHAs and other key stakeholders with the Act. The event also marked the start of a six-week-long celebration commemorating the 10th anniversary of the Beti Bachao, Beti Parhao initiative. The celebrations will conclude on 8th March in honor of International Women's Day. The Indian Meteorological Department has issued a yellow alert for Papumpare, Siang, Leparada, Lower Siang, Upper Siang, East Siang, Lower Dibang Valley, Dibang Valley, Anjo, Lohit, Namsai, Changlang, Tirap and Longding districts of Arunachal Pradesh for today. IMD has issued a warning of rainfall with thunderstorms and lightning at isolated locations over the next 24 hours. Isolated rainfall, snowfall are also forecasted at higher altitudes of Tawang, West Kameng, Kurung Kume, Upper Subansiri, Shiomi and Upper Siang districts. The International Mother Language Day celebration has begun at Rajiv Gandhi University on February 11th class. Conducted by the Faculty of Languages, the first leg of the celebration consisted of three competitions for the students and the university. The first theme was an essay competition on the topic, The Role of Mother Tongue in Promoting the Indian Knowledge System. This was followed by a poem writing competition on the theme, Mother Tongue. The results of the contest will be declared on 21st of February, that is on International Mother Language Day. Deputy Commissioner Kai Panyor Sweta Nagarkoti Mehta inaugurated the Panyor River Carnival 2.0 at Yazali today. The Deputy Commissioner on the occasion said that the organizer of the carnival will promote Kai Panyor's product and potential. She said that discussion programs will be held from tomorrow to encourage local youth in business and entrepreneurship. The three-day event promises an action-packed weekend filled with adventure, music and cultural experiences. It features a flea market and vibrant stalls showcasing local crafts, food and indigenous products of the region. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.